今日所选到的经文是选自以赛亚书54:1-3。我会先用广东话读出，跟住会用英文读出嘅。以赛亚书54:1-3。不能生育，没有生养过孩子的哦，你要欢呼；没有生产过的哦，你要发声欢呼，高声呼喊，因为弃妇比有夫之妇有更多儿子。这是耶和华说的。要扩张你帐幕的地方，伸展你居所的幔子，不要限制，你要拉长你的绳索，坚固你的橛子，因为你要向南向北扩展，你的后裔必占有列国之地，又使荒废了的城镇有人居住。Today's scripture reading is from Isaiah chapter 54, verses 1 to 3. Sing, O barren one, who did not bear, break forth into singing and cry aloud, you who have not been in labor. For the children of the desolate one will be more than the children of her who is married, says the Lord. Enlarge the place of your tent, and let the curtains of your habitations be stretched out. Do not hold back. Lengthen your cords and strengthen your stakes, for you will spread abroad to the right and to the left, and your offspring will possess the nations and people, and will your offspring will possess the nations and will people the desolate cities. 圣经一字读得，今日我哋好高兴有梁伟才牧师为我哋正读，讲题系敢于跨越指定任务。Today we are glad to have Reverend William Leung to share with us, and the topic is Dare to Cross, Fulfilling Our Mandate. Thank you, Reverend Leung.
Thank you. 弟兄姊妹早晨。
Morning, brothers and sisters.
咁啊，大家容许我嘅话咧，我就搬上嚟前边。
I'll come to the front to speak to you.
好多时候我好怕企喺个台后边嘅。所以我要勇敢跨越。
I don't like standing behind, so I should be courageous to come forward.
我好中意你哋教会呢个题目。
I'm very impressed with your conference theme.
勇于跨越吓。
Dare to cross.
咁咧，教会好盼望我哋能够讲到呢一个跨越文化、跨越地域嘅一种嘅宣教。
I'd love to talk to you about daring to cross cultures in order to spread the gospel.
你哋教会咧，其实系一个好宣教嘅教会。
Your church has always been a very missional church.
30年
For the last 30 years,
都系好忠心喺神嘅话语嘅上边。
You've been very loyal in proclaiming
the word of God. 福音唔单止喺呢个地区，亦都喺海外有呢一个直堂嘅工作。
Taken the gospel not only to local regions but also overseas.
所以为你哋教会系好感恩。
I'm very thankful for your church.
咁今朝早咧，亦都将我哋嘅宣教同工喺9个唔同嘅地方，将佢哋嘅平安祝福带俾大家。
I'm bringing greetings and peace from 9 different places from our organization.
咁啊，但愿咧，我哋大家系一齐喺主嘅当中咧，忠诚咁嚟去服侍神。
I hope that we can all in together serve God loyally.
無論係喺溫哥華，亦都喺海外嘅地方。
Doesn't matter if you're in Vancouver or whether you're over.
經過咗30年，我相信應該弟兄姊妹係好熟馬太福音呢個大使命。
I'm quite sure that everybody is very familiar with the Great Commission in Matthew 28.
所以你們要去。
Therefore you have to go. You must go.
去係一個嘅動詞。
Go is an action word.
所以去是绝对不容许我们呢其实是停留在一个的光景。
This action word does not allow us to stay put.
但是这个去也是讲到我们去到万民的当中。
This also tells us to go to all nations.
换一句话来说，不单只是中国人。
It doesn't mean going just to the Chinese
people. 而是包括了是非华人的地区。
And it includes non-Chinese populations.
然后最重要的，
Most important,
是我们要将那些未信的人 带到主的羊圈的里面，
we should bring the non-believers to
成为主耶稣基督的门徒。
Become the followers of Christ.
Emil Brunner,
Brennan,
他是一个瑞典一个改革中的神学家。
A Swedish reformer.
他曾经这样讲过。
He once said.
他说教会就是为了大使命而存在。
The purpose of the church is to carry out the great commission.
就好似火，其实系因为有燃烧而存在。
Just like fire, it has to, something has to be burned.
大家谂一谂，火系咪有好多功用啊
？Think of all the functions of fire.
火有咩功用啊
？What can a fire do for us？
系啦，取暖啦，仲有咧
？Heating.
Heat 吓，仲有咧？取暖吓。光系啦
，gives us light。
仲有咧，煮嘢食系啊，呢个好实际系咪
？Use for cooking。
嗱，咁所以火咧可以有好多嘅功用。
Therefore, fire has many functions。
但系火嘅存在就系因为有燃烧。
It's only because something is being burned.
如果冇燃烧嘅话，你系冇火嘅。
Nothing is being burned.
所以 Emil Brunner 就系讲紧教会嘅存在就好似火。
So what he's saying is that
教会里面可以有好多 function.
The church can have many functions. 我哋崇
拜，
we come to worship.
我哋有团契，
we have fellowship.
我哋有好温馨嘅一齐嘅聚会，
we can gather together.
但系呢一切嘅活动，
all these activities
背后最重要嘅，
has
就系因为大使命。
It's all because
如果冇呢个大使命嘅存在嘅话，
without this great commission,
教会所有嘅功能。
All these activities and functions of the church
其实同出边一个社团系冇乜分别。
Would be the same as any
other social group. 所以教会存在嘅目的就系为咗大使命而存在。
So the purpose of the church is to carry out the great commission.
所以教会咧有一个指定任务吓。
So the church has a mandate.
所以喺呢度咧，我举例有四个好重要嘅任务。
So we have four very important mandates.
为天国繁殖新嘅生命。
We should reproduce and multiply for the kingdom of God.
为本土嚟去建立基督群体。
We have to build Christian communities locally.
系统咁嚟去教导天国嘅真理。
We should teach the truths of the Bible.
咁亦都跨越文化嚟去拓展神国。
We should also expand God's kingdom.
所以咧有四个 A B C D 嘅 mandate.
So we have four mandates.
你企呢边系咪会易啲睇？因为我的英文在那边，所以我想会容易给姊妹。第一方面呢，我们要为天国来去建繁殖新的生命。
So the first mandate is for us to reproduce and add new babies to
我哋再睇54章第一节嘅时候
，Let's look at Isaiah 54:1. It says here，
你这不怀孕不生育嘅要歌唱
，Sing, O barren one，
你这未曾经过产难嘅要发声歌唱
，You who did you have who have not been in labor should sing，
扬声欢呼。
Break forth in singing.
因为没有丈夫的比有丈夫的儿女更多。
For the children of the desolate one will be more than the children.
这是耶和华说的。
This is what the Lord says.
当我们看这段经文的时候，
When we look at this verse,
其实如果要完全明白它背后的意思，
If we have to understand the meaning behind this,
原来我们其实需要看回之前究竟讲些什么。
We need to refer to the previous chapter.
在前文其实呢，圣经形容是叫做受苦的仆人。
The previous chapters has been known as the suffering servant.
所以如果我们不明白前面的背景，我们可能不能够完全理解第一节至第三节那个的力度。
If we don't understand the previous chapters, we would not fully understand the three verses.
因為喺前邊係講緊受苦嘅仆人。
Because in the previous chapters we talked about the suffering servant.
嗰度講到耶穌基督好似一個羊咁。
References to Christ Jesus like a lamb.
佢被人帶到去宰殺嘅地方。
Brought to be slaughtered.
但係佢冇出聲。
But he remained silent.
佢就係咁樣樣俾人帶到去受刑罰、受鞭傷。
And he was brought.Before for suffering and affliction.
所以在49至53章就形容耶稣基督是那个受苦的仆人。
So from chapter 49 to 53, it made references to the suffering Christ.
所以在2006年差不多10年前这一套的戏受难曲。
So the movie, Passion of the Christ.
有人睇咗之後咧，話呢套戲太暴力。
Some people find that it's too violent and brutal.
但係弟兄姊妹，喺當時嘅社會
，during those times，
耶穌基督受苦嘅時候
，when Jesus suffered，
實在係喺一種咁暴力嘅情況之下。
It was that kind of violent society.
耶穌基督被拉到去呢一個嘅刑場。
He was taken to suffer.
那隻手那個釘是打穿了他的隻手
his hands were pierced by nails.
他被人鞭打的時候
he was beaten.
那個的鞭 there was hook at the end of the whip. It's okay. So imagine this. When the whipCome down on Jesus Christ's body. The hook will tear the flesh and the blood and the just right out. 大家可以咁样嘅想象，嗰个鞭打落去，因为个尾系有勾，所以就将皮肉就系咁样样嘅拉出嚟。
You can imagine how the hook at the end of the whip would tear the flesh out.
大家想象一下，如果嗰个系你。
Can you imagine if it were you?
因为其实圣经讲，其实系我哋应该受嗰个嘅刑罚。
Because the Bible says that it should have been us.
我哋系嗰个嘅罪人。
Who should be taking the suffering?
大家想一想。
We are the sinners.
如果我哋要受呢个嘅刑罚。
Think of ourselves if we were
to take this punishment. 我相信我哋冇一个人能够承受得到。
I don't think any one of us could take this.
但耶稣基督。
But Jesus Christ.
喺十字架嘅上边。为我哋承受咗呢一个嘅刑罚。
He's taken our punishment.
所以亲爱弟兄姊妹，
so、dear brothers and sisters,
原来救恩
salvation
系建立喺血嘅上边。
Is actually built upon blood.
喺历世历代嘅教会
，the church throughout history
原来都系建立喺血嘅上边。
Has been built upon
因为受难
，because suffering.
今日我哋可以有欢欣。
We can have joy.
我哋可以教会嘅里边好开心嘅嚟去唱诗。
Our church can now joyfully sing.
啊，原来54章第一节就系讲紧呢一件嘅事情。
This is what chapter 54 verse 1 is.
呢度讲紧好似一个女人经过产难。
Tells us that it's like a woman going through childbirth.
但系经过嗰个产难嘅痛苦之后，就可以好开心。
After the pain of childbirth,
所以呢段经文其实就系讲紧呢一件嘅事情。
So this is what this verse is telling us.
咁啊，我系男人。
I'm a man.
所以我冇经过产难嘅痛苦。
I've never experienced the childbirth.
所以好唔明产难究竟即系几痛。
I can never understand the kind of pain.
我系有两个好好嘅弟兄。
I have two brothers.
咁佢哋咧太太生嘅时候咧，佢哋都入去产房。
They entered into the maternity ward when.
咁啊，一個咧就一早入去整好曬嗰啲嘅 video camera.
Going through childbirth, and he said they both set up like video cameras.
當太太即係要生啦。
And during the birthing process.
係第一聲，即係 scream 第一聲啫。
When they heard the first cry of the baby.
And no, the mother.
Oh, the mom.
佢就暈咗。
And the husband fainted upon the first cry of the wife.
仲要醫療將佢搬翻出去。
And he has to be carried out.
起身嘅時候。
And when he awoke.
個 baby 已經出咗世啦。
The baby was already born.
第二個嘅弟兄。
The second brother.
啊，呢個勇敢啲啊。
He's more courageous.
佢入去睇曬成個過程。
He witnessed the whole process.
然后他出来
And then he came out.
揽住太太
Embrace his wife.
咁佢就话
And he said to her.
啊，原来生产系咁痛
Now I know how painful it is.
我会爱你更多
I will love you more.
哇，个太太听到系咪好 sweet 啊？当堂甜晒
The wife felt so sweet.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
Dear brothers and sisters.
其实耶稣基督等紧呢句嘅说话。
Our Jesus Christ is waiting for you to say.
耶稣基督喺十字架上边为我哋呢一个生产嘅苦。
He bore the pain of on the cross for us.
耶稣基督深盼我哋每一个人都系话我哋爱你更深。
He's looking for us to say that we love him more.
耶稣基督盼望教会系不断有呢个生产之苦，以至到教会不断嘅嚟去增长。
Jesus hopes that we constantly go through the pain of childbirth so that the church may grow.
教会增长呢，有三个嘅途径。
The growth of church can take place through three means.
第一个呢，就是信徒应信了主的了，不过来到这里温哥华，咁呢就转会入嚟你教会。
So firstly, as believers come to join our church.
第二种呢，我哋叫佢做下一代嘅增长，就是我哋下一代英文喺呢度出世嗰一班。
So secondly, the children of Christian families are converted.
然后第三种呢，就是真系从来冇翻教会，我哋带佢翻到嚟当中。帮助佢信耶稣。
And the third way is that we bring non-believers to the church.
所以每一个教会咧，其实都系有呢三种唔同嘅增长模式。
All churches go through these three types of.
但系而家大家睇清楚嘅话咧
，But if you look closely,
只系有下一代增长同埋新信主增长咧，先至叫天国系真正嘅增长。
It's only through biological growth and transfer growth and conversion growth. Sorry.
所以今日教会原来要好努力。向外传福音。
So the church is very is working very hard to outreach.
但系亦都同一个时间喺里边嚟去建立下一代。
And at the same time, work very hard in building up the next
generation. 所以我哋需要营造喺教会里边营造一个嘅气氛。
So we should facilitate and create such.
原来我哋有一个去嘅心。
So that we can go out.
但系同一个时间有一种留喺度嘅气氛。
And at the same time, create the atmosphere for people
to stay. 有好多嘅教会。
Many churches.
下一代成长过嚟。
When the new generation grow up.
十五六岁。
When the their teens.
十七八岁。
When they reach 17 or 18.
佢哋就离开咗教会。
They leave the church.
因为佢哋唔感觉。那个教会是他们自己。
Because they don't feel that they belong.
他们感觉他们在教会当中 second class citizen.
The second generation feels that they are being second class generation within the
church. 教会是父母的教会。
The church belongs only to their parents.
他们所信的神是父母所信的神。
The God is only their parents' God.
所以今天教会需要营造一种的气氛。
So the church needs to create an atmosphere.
让他们感受得到这个教会是他们的而不是父母只是父母那一代但是同一个时间我们又要出去然后将人带到神的面前当我们带人来的时候其实原来我们有一些生产之苦其实可能应该只不过是一些不方便的情况啫。
It's only a bit of inconvenience sometimes.
我曾经试过吓，带咗一个新朋友去一间教会。
I've once brought a new friend to church.
因为谂住嗰个教会近住嗰个人屋企住咧，唔使佢走咁远。
To a church where it's close to where the friend lives.
咁我就同师母一齐带佢去。
So me and my wife and I took him to that church.
咁啊。啲新朋友咧特別中意坐喺啲中間位嘅，即係個 aisle 嗰邊。
The new people tend to like to sit close to the aisle。
咁我哋三個咧就咁坐咗喺 aisle 嗰度。
So the three of us were in an aisle。
咁啊，差不多教會聚會開始啦。
So just when the service begins。
咁咧就有個人咧就喺後邊咁一路行埋嚟。
Somebody came to us。
行到去我哋即係因為我係坐喺最出。
Because we were sitting close to the aisle.
佢就望下我。
So the person
望下我隔離個新朋友。
Looked at the new person.
望下阿師母。
Look at my wife.
然後又好似個 scanner 咁 scan 翻轉頭。
And then they scan the three of us.
然後佢跟住講。
And
and said to us,
你坐咗我个位。
You're in my seat.
哇，唔知系咪即系佢奉有奉献咧
？Perhaps he has given a lot to the church, and maybe he felt that he's bought that seat.
哇，我几尴尬啊
！I was so embarrassed.
我个心喺度已经谂。
I was thinking to myself.
我点样再带呢个新朋友去教会
？How can I bring this friend to church again？
其实只系少少 inconvenient 啫。
Sometimes just a little bit of inconvenience.
难怪马鞍峰教会嘅主任牧师。
That's why Saddleback Church, the pastor at Saddleback Church,
Rick Warren. 佢曾经有一次咁样讲过。
He once said.
佢话一个新朋友嚟到你嘅教会。
When a new person comes to your church.
其实头嗰七分钟。
Within the first 7 minutes,
已经决定咗佢下次再唔再再唔再翻嚟。
He will determine if he's.
哇，我觉得佢真系讲得好有意思。
Or not, and he it that I find that that's very meaningful.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
，Dear brothers and sisters,
原来新朋友再翻唔翻嚟嘅教会。
So a new person to determine if he's coming back or not.
其实唔单系牧师传道人嘅责任。
It's not just the task of the pastor.
其实我哋每一个会友都有责任。
Each one of us has the responsibility.
佢哋入到嚟
，when they come in，
你有冇笑容
？Did you smile at them？
还是你系有个 scanner 咁由头扫到佢落尾
？Did you scan them？
完全冇笑容，
冇
握手，冇欢迎
，without welcoming them。
啊，原来我哋每一个会友俾新朋友呢个印象系好重要。
The impression that we made on new people is very important.
有新朋友入嚟，
when a new person comes in,
你见到佢系新朋友，
when you see that he's new to the church,
你会唔会话，哎呀，你同我坐啊？
Will you ask him to sit with you?
还是你握下手？
Or will you
shake his hand? 你已经行咗去，
and then leave him?
原来我哋今日每个会友都有呢一个嘅责任。
So each one of us has this responsibility.
可能我哋唔系个个识得讲道，
maybe we don't all
know how to preach. 可能我哋冇嗰种讲道嘅恩赐，
Maybe we don't have the gift to
preach, 但系神盼望我哋，
but God wants us to,
我哋每一个嘅信徒，
each one of us,
都能够繁殖下一代。
To be able to reproduce.
所以今日当我哋讲教会增长，
so when we talk about church growth now,
其实系讲紧信徒自己生命有冇嗰种嘅增长。
We're actually looking at the personal growth of each member.
高云汉牧师。
Reverend Gao Yuan
是加拿大一个很被尊重的牧者。
Well respected pastor in Canada.
他讲过一句的说话。
He once said.
他很打动我的心。
It made a big impression on me.
他说。
He said.
教会。
The church.
不要做一个绝种的教会。
The church cannot become a church that heads towards extinction.
信徒。
Believers.
不要做一个绝种。
Cannot become a believer.
所以今朝当我哋第三十届差传联会嘅时候
，So today in our 30th mission conference，
我哋都系需要先问下自己
，We need to ask ourselves，
我系一个乜嘢类型嘅信徒
？What kind of Christian am I？
喺我嘅生命当中
，My life，
有冇将人带到嚟神嘅面前
？Do I ever bring anyone to God？
然后喺呢段嘅经文提醒我哋。
And then through this verse,
我哋除咗为天国繁殖新嘅生命
，that in addition to reproducing for the kingdom of God，
我哋更加需要喺本土嚟去建立耶稣基督嘅群体。
We also need to build Christian communities locally。
所以喺第二节咧
，so in verse two，
呢度讲话我哋要扩张你帐幕之地。
It says here that enlarge the place of your tent。
张大你居所的幔子
stretch your tent curtains
不要限止
do not hold back
要放长你的绳子
lengthen your cords
坚固你的橛子
strengthen your stakes
所以这里其实是用一些 camping 的字眼是不是
so this is describing a camping activity
因为在旧约的时代
because in the Old Testament
很多人其实住在帐幕的当中
many people lived in tents
所以很容易理解
So they do
一个帐幕
easier to understand.
住满咗人，
so、if a tent is full,
就好自然系要开多第二个嘅帐幕。
So naturally you have to set up another tent.
所以咧，我自己其实都好中意去 backpacking camping.
I personally like to do camping and backpacking.
呢啲係幾十年前嘅事啦。
These photos are taken many years ago.
所以嗰陣時係 fit 啲嘅。
So I was quite fit then.
所以咧，一個帳幕滿咗。
So when a tent is full.
所以你就要開第二個嘅帳幕。
You have to set up another tent.
以至到更多嘅人可以一齊。
So that more people can join us.
但係呢段嘅經文咧，有四個字。
But there are four words in this verse.
咁咧，廣東話比較俗啲去形容嘅話咧。
So in Cantonese, we would describe it as.
好攞命嘅四個字。
These are killer verses.
點樣攞命法咧
？Why is that so?
佢話不要限制。
It says here, do not hold back.
不要限制。
Do not hold back.
一個教會。
A church.
要去植堂。
In order to plant a new church.
很多時候教會裏面有很多的聲音
There are naturally many voices in the church
啊我們沒有能力
We do not have the ability
那個群體是我們不所熟悉
We're not familiar
我們應該要集中只是做我們自己四幅牆裡面的事
Some people say that we need to focus more on ourselves
但是這段經文有四個字
But in this verse there are four words
他說不要限制
Do not hold back
一個教會的發展歷程
In church development,
就好似一個人嘅一個嘅即係life cycle.
It's similar to a person's life cycle.
啊，一個教會開始嘅時候，新堂建立。
When a new church is being built,
啊，有增長。
There's growth.
原來會到咗一個高峰。
And then it reaches a peak.
如果過唔到個高峰咧，就原來開始萎縮。
If it doesn't reach a peak, it may decline.
咁然後咧，到咗一個凋零嘅地步，係冇得翻轉頭。
And then it might even close.
唯有嗰個結果就係閂門。
The result is that you need to reproduce.
大家知唔知教會係會執笠嘅
？Do you realize that churches can fold too?
歐洲有好多個教會執咗笠。
Many churches in Europe have folded.
最可惜嘅就係嗰啲教會賣咗俾人愛嚟做酒吧。
The saddest thing is that these churches are being sold to become bars,
做咗回教寺。
Mosques.
當個教會增長嘅時候咧
，When a church grows,
佢哋就話俾我哋聽咧，啲研究話俾我哋聽咧，大概35年咧就到咗 peak 噶啦。
Research studies tell us that a church will reach its peak within
30 to 35 years.
So you're reaching your 30th year in your missions conference.
到咗一個嘅危機位嗬。
So you're in a state of crisis.
我哋點樣能夠經跨呢個危機位，係不斷嘅嚟去增長咧
？How can we cross this crisis point and continue
to grow? 啲增長學者話俾我哋聽。
Growth studies tells us.
其實啱啱開堂可以增長得好快。
When we start a new church, we can grow very quickly.
因為大家咧充滿信心。
Because people are filled with.
充滿熱誠。
With people are enthusiastic.
一齊搬台搬凳都冇所謂嘅。
We are ready to move and.
啊，慢慢建立咗嗰四幅牆之後。
So once we build the four walls.
嗰啲嘅精神。心思會擺咗去邊咧
？That kind of spirit and enthusiasm is changed to another direction.
就會擺咗喺政制嘅上邊。
We're focusing more on policies.
我哋點樣搞好我哋嗰啲嘅即係governance？
How do we set up a good governance？
我哋就將嗰啲嘅心思擺咗喺呢啲嘅嘢上邊。
Then our focus is moved towards these things.
啊，因為一個人經過咗30年喺個教會。
Because after 30 years in the church,
其實好似一個即係出邊普通嘅現象一樣嘅啫。
It's the same as what we see outside.
經過咗30年就開始定型，唔係好想改變。
We're pretty much formed, and we don't want to change.
所以今日教會需要喺呢啲嘅位上面睇得清楚。
So the church needs to see this clearly.
有一個字叫做 functional memory.
Functional memory refers to.
是需要我们今天去学习。
Something that we need to learn from.
在教会经过了30年。
After 30 years,
我们可能有些很温馨的 memories。
We have good memories.
我们会说以前我们是这样。
We always
在团契我们大家是几么的温馨。
What our fellowships used to be.
但是我们停了在那里。
But we stopped at that.
所以當新一代入嚟嘅時候，
so、come,
我哋會話俾佢聽，唔係咁做。
We always tell them that's not the way to
do things. 但如果真真正正去諗清楚，
But if we think more carefully,
當我哋後生嘅時候，我哋都係其實同樣咁做。
When we were young, we were in the same situation.
Functional memory 嘅意思，
The meaning of functional memory is
就唔係停留喺嗰個温馨嘅回憶當中。
It's not to stay in our warm memories.
而係叫呢個温馨嘅回憶，
But it's to
成為一個嘅力量。
Is to change these
赋予俾新一代，
to give us strength,
让佢哋去做，
to empower the new generation,
然后教会原来先能够经跨呢一啲嘅位。
So that the church can cross this crisis.
琴晚黑，咁我睇睇你哋教会嘅历史。
So last night I was looking at your church history.
1963年。
1963.
啊，原来嗰阵即系叫做 Pacific Grace Mission Chapel。
You used to be called the Pacific Grace Mission Chapel.
我好中意一個嘅字。
I love one word.
Mission.
The word mission.
係 right in the name of the church.
The word mission is right there in the name of your church.
係提醒每一個信徒存在嘅目的就係 mission.
Is to remind each and every one of us that our.
咁你哋嘅創辦人。
For mission. And your.
叫咩名啊？哎呦，大家原來唔記得你嘅 founding pastor， 你哋嘅創辦人 Clausen。
Your founding pastor Clausen。
佢係咩人嚟噶 ？German。
He's of German origin。
咁喺蘇聯移民過嚟。
He came from Russia。
佢嚟到信咗主。
He came to Christ here。
然後就被差派去到以前我諗係舊嘅區裏邊咧，做呢個宣教嘅工作。
And he was sent to the old church area to preach.
咁所以咧，教會慢慢發展。
So the church started to grow.
而喺嗰個嘅 community 嘅裏邊
，within that community，
係越嚟越多中國人。
And more and more Chinese moved in.
你哋嘅 founding pastor， 佢嘅太太好努力去學廣東話。
The wife of your founding pastor worked very, very hard at learning
Cantonese
in order to reach the Chinese population.
甚至乎正式將教會個名轉咗。
And even changed the name of the church.
叫做 Pacific Grace Chinese MB Church.
That's when your church changed its name to PG Chinese MB Church.
中國人好強調我哋嗰種身份。
Chinese people is very wanted to emphasize on their.
我第一日講到，我用咗一個字叫做 ethnocentrism。
On my first day here, I used the word ethnocentrism.
咁咧完咗，有人同我講，牧師，我唔係好明你嗰個係咩字。
Somebody walked up to me afterwards and asked me for the meaning.
哦，原來 ethnocentrism，ethno 就即係民族。
Ethno means ethnicity.
Centrism 就係講緊中心。
Centrism refers to
ISM 就即係主義思想。
To the center.
原來係講緊我哋中國人係好重一種民族自我中心嘅思想。
So Chinese people are very focused on their own identity.
所以咧，我哋加咗中即係 Chinese 嗰個字喺裏邊。
So which is why the word Chinese is added to name the church.
不過都好為你哋教會感恩。
I'm very thankful.
你哋冇忘記嗰種 mission。
You have never.
所以喺1980年，你哋接待難民。
So in 1980s, you started to receive.
1990年代，你哋派宣教士去到委內瑞拉。
Missionaries to Venezuela.
因為我成日唔係好明點解你哋個羅牧師好得閒咩？成日去委內瑞拉嘅。
I never understood why your Reverend Law always went to Venezuela.
琴晚我明啦。
So last night I finally
realized. 原來你哋同委內瑞拉係有個密切嘅關係。
You guys have a very strong connection with Venezuela and planted two churches.
然後喺本土植咗三個嘅堂。
And here locally you have planted three other
churches. 然後咧改翻個名。Take out the Chinese 嘅字。
And then you took out the word Chinese from your name.
更加發展普通話事工。
And to start.
所以你哋教會咧係一個好 mission-minded 嘅教會。
I find that your church is a very mission-minded church.
然後咧仲讓一班即係講英文嘅出咗去。
And then you allow the English-speaking congregation to go out.
咁啊喺呢個年代，你哋最開心嘅就係搬咗入嚟呢個教會呢個堂子係咪
？Recently, very happily.
所以你哋教會其實有一個好美好嘅傳統。
So you have a very nice tradition.
但是今天去问一个问题。
So ask yourselves of this question now.
前路又怎样呢？
What is our direction now?
神给了一个这么好的地方我们。
God has given us such a lovely place.
我们有没有想过？
Have we ever thought of?
在本土继续来去建立耶稣基督的群体。
Have we ever thought of continuing our the building of Christian communities in the local region?
让不同的群体入到来教会的四幅墙里面。
And allow different populations and
cultures to
come to our
church. 很多时候我们会说，我们要等到教会很富强，我们才去做。
Sometimes we might think that we should wait until the church is strong.
有一次我有机会去到马来西亚吉隆坡。
There was one time that I was at Kuala Lumpur in Malaysia.
咁咧，探咗一间嘅华人教会。
I visited a Chinese church.
系一间浸信会嘅教会。
And it's a Baptist church.
我入去探佢哋嘅时候。
When I went in,
睇到佢哋嗰个嘅即系notice board.
I took a look at their notice board.
就见到咧，佢哋系有七堂嘅崇拜。
Found that they have seven services.
呢七堂嘅崇拜咧，有广东话。
They have a Cantonese worship.
有普通话。
Mandarin worship,
有英文
English worship,
还有菲律宾话
and, in Filipino language,
还有三种缅甸语言的聚会
and three other services targeting at the Myanmar population.
广东话加这个普通话大概500人
So the Cantonese and the Mandarin congregation has about 500 people.
但是当他们开这个缅甸语的时候
But when they started the services for the Myanmar people,
800人
There were 800.
这800人是什么人呢?
Who are these 800 people?
全部都是难民
They're all refugees.
原来在马来西亚大概有成30万至40万的难民
So there are between 300 and 400 refugees in Malaysia.
不单止接触那些菲律宾
Not only to the Filipinos,
更加俾嗰啲緬甸難民入到佢哋嘅當中。
But also to the Myanmar refugees.
今日教會
，So today our church,
經過咗由63年到而家，即係幾多年啊？五十年咯，35年。
For 35 years since
我哋嘅前路又應該係點咧
？What is our new direction?
當我哋睇温哥華
，When we look at Vancouver,
咁咧，琴晚黑嗬。我哋睇咗一幅嘅图画。
So last night we saw something.
温哥华第二大语言群体啊，
喺
屋企啦，唔系讲英文嘅。
Home language non-English home language group.
系 Punjab.
It's a Punjabi.
话呢个群体同我哋中国人系相距得最远咁滞。
So they're not close to our culture.
咁咧喺我哋当中仲有 Korean, Persian, Spanish.German.
There are many other ethnic groups amongst us.
我哋教会有冇一种属灵嘅胸襟
？Do we have the spiritual
能够打开教会洞嘅门
？To open our doors.
让唔同嘅群体系可以得到福音呢？从而去建立喺本土嚟去建立。
So that locally in our local region we can build Christian communities.
我哋识得一个菲律宾牧师。
I know of a
佢以前喺香港同我同工。
We used to work together in Hong Kong.
咁佢负责喺香港菲律宾嘅事工。
And he was responsible for Filipino ministry.
大概七八年前，佢去咗多伦多。
So about 7 to 8 years ago,
因为嗰个嘅时候，加拿大接收好多菲律宾嘅移民。
At that time, Canada took in a lot of Filipino immigrants.
所以佢哋需要直堂嘅同工。
And so they need
所以佢去咗多倫多。咁兩年前我有機會探佢。佢就同我分享。佢話：林牧師，你知唔知好慘
？Reverend Leung, I'm desperate.
我去好多教會敲門。
I've been to many churches.
可唔可以俾佢哋喺晏晝聚會
？And ask those churches if they could be allowed to use their church to worship.
冇一間教會肯。
None of the churches agree to open the door.
嗰啲嘅教会
，those churches，
全部系华人教会。
We're all Chinese churches.
因为佢谂住喺香港服侍过，明白华人嗰种嘅文化。
Because he knew the Chinese population.
佢就先问嗰啲华人教会。
This pastor first approached the Chinese churches.
點知冇一間華人教會行。
But none of the Chinese churches.
佢終於去翻西人教會。西人教會就打開兩雙手。
Finally has to approach
location
churches.
晏晝就俾曬佢哋嚟去用。
All these churches open their doors wide.
其實我哋華人教會好多喺加拿大開始嘅時候都係同西人教會借堂。
Actually, when many of the Chinese churches here,
但係我哋建立咗自己嘅群體之後
we use space in Caucasian churches.
But
once we build our own
communities,
we become very ethnocentric.
我哋就閂埋咗嗰棟門。
We close our doors.
唔容讓其他群體
and not allow other people to come
in. 嚟去享受神俾我哋嗰種嘅祝福。
To enjoy the blessings of God.
今日當我哋睇加拿大個徽章
when we look at our emblem.
嗰、那個徽章咧，喺嗰度咧就有幾個拉丁文嘅字。大家知唔知嗰幾個拉丁文係講咩？呢度有幾多人已經入咗籍？入籍唔使考。
Who are naturalized citizens here？
加拿大嗰個 motto 係咪叫 From Sea to Sea？
The motto says From Sea to Sea。
大家記唔記得啊？这个拉丁文就是这个的字。
This is what the Latin word said.
而这个拉丁文或者这几个字原来在诗篇第72篇第8节出。
So this actually comes from Psalm 72:8.
那里是讲到他要执掌权柄从这海直到那海。
And it says here, may he rule from sea to sea.
加拿大早期用了这段的经文。
So Canada in the early years used this verse.
From sea.Pacific Ocean to Atlantic Ocean.
From the Pacific to the Atlantic.
去建立呢个国家。
To build this country.
佢话英文嗰度讲话 ，May he rule. 佢嘅 dominion be upon this land. 所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹，今日当我哋有见到咁多嘅群体，我哋当中嘅时候
，So brothers and sisters, when we see there are so many different cultures and groups,
我哋又谂下我哋加拿大嗰个徽章。
Think of the model.
愿不愿意一起的去祈祷，就是说愿意神那个王权掌管这个的大地。
Are we willing to pray that God's rule?
但是唯有神的王权先掌管我们的心。
But pray that God's dominion.
让我们的心胸能够打开，教会的门能够打开。
May we open our hearts and open our doors.
所以我很欣赏你们的 founding pastor.
I'm very impressed with your founding pastor.
他見到第二個群體搬入嗰個社區嘅時候
，When he saw that there's a new community coming into,
佢就係打開嗰道門
，into the area, he opened his doors and let,
就係讓我哋中國人能夠進入
，let the Chinese population in into the church.
第三方面，呢段嘅經文提醒我哋
，Thirdly, the verse also,
我哋需要有系統咁嚟去教導天國嘅真理
，that we really need to teach God's people biblically.
所以就話喺第二節嘅尾。
And therefore, the end of the second verse.
佢話要放長你嘅繩子。
It says here, lengthen your cords.
堅固你嘅橛子。
Strengthen your stakes.
所以呢度咧就係講緊個 ten peg， 即係個營釘。
So this is referring to the ten.
所以要嗰個營咧，夜晚黑唔會俾大風吹咗去。
So that to not so that the tent will not be blown
away. 你就一定要拉緊嗰幾條繩，同埋打好啲營釘。
You need to strengthen your.
今日原来我哋带领人信主。
So today, if we're bringing people to Christ,
原来嗰个只不过系起步点。
It's only the beginning.
原来我哋更加需要帮助佢哋喺教会里边学好神嘅话语。
It's more important that we have to continue to teach them.
我哋用爱心关怀带佢哋翻嚟，但系我哋需要用神嘅话语帮助佢哋。造就佢哋。
When we bring them into the church with love, we need to disciple
them. 以至到佢哋有一种心。
So that they have the heart
是願意翻翻出去，又將唔信嘅人帶翻入嚟。
And bring new people in.
咁樣嘅教會先至叫做一個360度嘅教會。
This is what we call the 360 church.
今日好多嘅異端興起。
Now there are many cults.
就係因為弟兄姊妹唔明白神嗰個嘅話語。
It's because of many people not fully understanding God's word.
所以我哋要好努力辦好主日學培訓班。
We have to work hard on our Sunday school.
然后第四方面呢段嘅经文提醒我哋，要跨越文化嚟去拓展神国。
Fourthly, this passage reminded us that we need to deploy members to expand God's kingdom.
喺第三节佢咁讲。
Cross-culturally.
佢話因為你要向左向右開展，甚至乎你嘅後裔要得多國為業，要使荒涼嘅城邑有人居住。所以呢段嘅經文提醒我哋，原來我哋唔可以停喺一個嘅地方。
So this verse reminds us that we should not stay put.
我哋更加需要向左向右嚟去開展。
We need to spread out to our left and to our right.
我哋要將被遺忘嘅福音。
We have to bring the forgotten gospel message.
點解我哋會形容佢係被遺忘
？Why should we say that the gospel has been forgotten？
因為咧，好似個火咁。
It's because of
我哋開始咗個火
of a fire that's been started,
有嗰種好温暖嗰種嘅 function。
It's giving us warmth。
我哋就停留咗喺嗰度。
And then we stay。
我哋就忘記咗呢個福音原來係要傳出去。
And we forgot that this gospel has to be
taken out。所以我哋形容佢一個被遺忘嘅福音。
So which is why
要帶到去嗰啲被遺忘嘅地方。
Needs to be taken to
傳俾嗰啲被遺忘嗰一啲嘅群體。
Needs to be taken to forgotten places,
第一代嘅信徒，佢哋應將福音帶到去歐洲嘅邊陲。
So the first generation Christians have taken the gospel to Europe.
然後福音又由歐洲又帶到去美洲、加拿大。
To the Americas.
而家今日我哋華人嘅信徒興起。
And nowadays with the rise of the Chinese Christians,
我哋係咪更加需要睇重神俾我哋呢一個嘅使命？
Should we not focus more on God's mission?
昨晚黑我們看到宣教士大幅的削減。
So last night we looked at the decrease of missionaries.
昨晚黑我們又看到在我們的資源當中，原來給最受需要那些群體只不過是100元給到1元。
So we also looked at last night at how the resources are minimal.
所以多倫多民眾教會的牧師講句呢句嘅説話。
So, a Toronto pastor said,
佢話點解咁少撮嘅人重複聽福音，但係好多人卻連一次聽福音嘅機會都冇。
Why is the gospel taken to so few people and they have the chance to listen to it over and over again while others do not have a chance to hear it at all?
有好多嘅教會。
So there are many churches.
好似就係我所講。很多時候都話等到自己很強壯，然後佢先出去。
So many churches are waiting for them to become very strong before they send people out.
就係話我提咧去過吉隆坡。
So I talked about the Kuala Lumpur.
然後咧又有機會去過怡保一個地區。
And I also went to Ipoh.
怡保咧全部都係講廣東話嘅人。
Ipoh has many Cantonese speaking people.
咁我去咗個教會好特別。
So I went to a church, a very special one.
呢個教會咧原來係佢哋嘅下一代開始建立嘅。
So this church is being built by the second generation.
咁我諗可能類似你哋嘅 South Hill 都唔定嚇。
So probably like similar to your South Hill church.
但係佢開始咗之後咧，佢帶翻佢哋未信主嘅父母翻教會。
So after they've started that church, they brought their non-believing parents
to church. 但係佢教會唔係好大嘅啫。
The church is not a big one.
咁我咧就睇到佢黏咗佢哋教會嘅 finance 咧個財政咧喺個壁報版。
And I looked at the financial report.
咁啦，我睇到咧佢哋全年咧只係需要27,856。
And the annual budget is 27K.
咁但係咧，我留意到佢有一個項目叫 mission fund。
But I noticed that they have a mission fund.
9,000元。大家同我計計9,000元即係幾多錢？幾多
percent？ What is the percentage that goes to its mission？
30%。
30% goes to mission。
哇！即係遠比10% 更高。
The 10%。
所以我睇到呢個教會係一個好 mission minded 嘅教會。
So I saw that church was a very
mission
minded church。
佢哋唔係等到教會大，佢話佢先去做。
They're not waiting for the church to be fully grown to do mission。
我問佢嘅牧師，佢嘅牧師同我講。
And their pastor told me。
佢話 mission 係教會嘅 DNA。
And he told me that mission is the church's DNA。
所以係一定要做嘅嘢。
It must be done。
所以呢段嘅經文提醒我哋要向左向右。
So the verse tells us to go
right and to left。佢甚至乎講話咧，係我哋嘅後裔咧要出去。
And it tells us that our descendants need to go。
所以我琴晚睇你哋嘅歷史嘅時候。
So when I looked at your history last night。
咁咧，你哋好好啊 ，send 咗阿莊牧師係咪？阿張牧師。 咁咧就去委內瑞拉。
So、you've sent、Reverend Miller Chong to Venezuela。
啊，跟住我問一個問題。
Then I ask also
喺你哋嘅當中，有冇係你哋自己成長嘅下一代出嚟做宣教士咧
？Are there any homegrown、Christians who've been sent out as missionaries？
我哋睇前面嗰個路向。
When we look at our future，
教會係屬於下一代。
The church belongs to the new generation。
我哋點樣去培育佢哋？
How do we build them up?
但是又或者同坐喺我哋当中嘅下一代去讲。
I'm also talking to the new generation amongst you.
其实教会将来系你哋。
The church belongs to you.
你哋又点样喺教会里边成长过嚟
？How are you growing?
教会有冇谂过啊 ？Maybe 啊，可能下一个三十年，我哋有我哋自己嘅宣教士出去。
Have you thought about sending another missionary in the next 30 years?
去攞嗰啲。必得多国为业荒凉的成邑成为了你们的地域
To go out and possess the desolate cities so that they become ours.
我有一次去到约旦
I was once in Jordan.
那我一落机呢个宣教士就来接我啦
So a missionary
received me at the airport
and took me to their center.
那我一落车呢哇就见到一班靓仔靓女
And I saw a bunch of beautiful people.
哇！即系我一入去啦，仲吓一跳添。
And I was quite amazed when I entered the center.
我就见到一班好年轻嘅夫妇。
I saw many young couples.
全有一啲咧系抱住细蚊仔喺嗰度。
Some have young babies.
约旦系一个中东嘅地方。
Jordan being in the Middle East.
我哋都好惊。
We're concerned.
我去到的时候就是见到我就是一个中国人在那里
I've only met one Chinese person
我问自己一个问题
So I ask myself
我们华人教会几时才可以有一些这么年轻的夫妇是带着小孩子都愿意出去工场呢
When can our Chinese churches send young families like this to the mission field?
我们新移民来到温哥华
When new immigrants come to Vancouver,
我们的心愿都是希望我们的下一代在一个好的环境当中来成长。
So when we first immigrated to Canada,
所以当我们下一代说要出去做宣教，我们就会立刻很担心。
When we think about sending our children out to do missions, we're concerned.
是我们的爱的驱使。
It's maybe we're worried because of our love.
因为我们太爱他们
Because we love them
我们很想保护他们
We want to protect them.
在教会做牧师已经不容易
It's already difficult enough to be a pastor at church here、let alone sending them out to the mission field
的缘故
So the problem is our love
但是这个爱会不会局限了神给我们儿女那个的呼召呢
But our love is also confining God's calling To our children.
很多的时候年轻人决志奉献
So when a young person decided to give themselves to the Lord
教会就会跟他说
The church will tell them
有没有想清楚
Have you thought about that clearly, carefully?
你读完大学想清楚一点先吧
Why don't you finish your college degree and then think about it?
他又很乖去读完大学
And then the young person would usually
then finish their
degree and then ask the church again.
教会就说你不如做几年嘢，有工作经验先啦。
And the church would suggest that they do work for a few more years.
做咗几年嘢之后
And after a few more years,
教会又会同佢讲
And then the church might tell this young person.
可能父母同佢
讲 Or maybe the parents would tell this young person.
不如结咗婚先啦。
Why don't you marry and settle down?
结咗婚出工场一对夫妇好啲。
And then you go to the missions field as a couple.
到佢结咗婚。
But after the person marries.
不如有埋细蚊仔先啦。
Why don't you start a family?
我有埋细蚊仔。
So after having started a family.
你有冇谂过佢哋下一代嘅教育啊
？Have you thought about their education?
终于佢就留咗落嚟。
And then eventually.The young person stayed.
直至到佢五十五岁
Until he's 55.
佢话我提早退休
And then he's retired.
我哋嘅下一代喺边一度
Where is our new generation?
我哋嘅爱，我哋嘅爱，有时将佢哋局限咗。
What is our love doing? We're confining them.
将神俾佢嘅呼召局限咗。
We're restricting God's calling.
喺 ，oops, sorry， 柬埔寨。
So in Cambodia，
我曾经有个咁嘅经历。
I have this experience.
我哋 ，oh, sorry， 太心急。我哋有一次有机会去到柬埔寨嘅吴哥窟。
So we were once at the Angkor Wat.
吴哥窟咧系一个世界七大奇景之一。
The Angkor Wat is one of the seven world's heritage.
咁我哋嗰次去到咧架旅游车一落车。
When we arrived there.
咁就一班细蚊仔就涌埋嚟。
Bunch of kids came to us.
大家話嗰班細蚊仔湧埋嚟做咩嘢？
You might be asking what they're coming to us for.
攞錢嚇。
They're asking for money.
不過咧，呢班細蚊仔湧埋嚟咧。
But these kids.
佢哋就唔係攞錢。
But these kids who came to us were not asking for money.
雖然佢哋好窮。
Although they're very poor.
但係佢哋窮得好有志氣。
But they are poor. They have dignity.
佢原來走埋嚟咧，推薦佢哋自己做我哋嘅導遊。
Oh, they were actually offering themselves as our tour guides.
咁有個男仔好瘦，我估佢都係大概即係十四十五歲。
14-15 years old.
不過其實佢可能有17-18 years.
But perhaps maybe.
因為打仗嘅緣故，唔夠營養，所以好瘦。
Maybe he was malnourished because of the war.
咁所以佢開始就用英文問，即係做我嘅導遊。
So he asked me in English if he
could be my tour guide. 咁我冇睬佢。
I didn't.
但係我又冇趕佢走。
But allow him.
佢係以為我唔識英文。
And he thought that I did not understand his English.
所以佢轉台。
So he changed to.
普通話
Mandarin,
就問我，哎，咁我見到佢嘅時候真係好可愛。
So I find that he's such a lovely kid.
我都冇出聲。
And I didn't say anything.
咁但係又係冇趕佢走。
I allow him.
但係佢見到我有笑容。
But he saw that.
佢以為我又唔識聽普通話。
And he thought that I didn't understand.
佢再轉多次台。
So he switched to another channel.
今次我唔知佢講乜啦，真係。
Now this time I have no idea what he was saying.
佢應該係用緊日文。
He's probably speaking in Japanese.
咁我更加個笑容更加大。
I actually smiled more at him.
咁又冇趕佢走嘅時候咧，佢就死跟。
And so he continued to tag along.
咁佢見我有啲反應咧，佢就繼續用英文。
So he saw that I had reacted to him.
去到有啲位影相嘅時候咧。
And when there are places,
佢就叫我你行過啲影會靚啲嘅。
And he suggested places where I should.
我跟佢行過啲影又真係喎。
And sure enough, there those are better views.
我即係嗰個導遊都冇教我哋。
And the real tour guide did not really.
咁然後咧喺當中有一個女仔跟住。
So there was among those kids there was one girl.
咁嗰個女仔咧就衣衫褴褛。
So she was poorly dressed.
咁佢跟住我哋做咩咧？
What was she tagging along us? Tagging along for?
佢大家見唔見到佢手裏邊拎住啲乜嘢
？Do you see what she's holding?
吳哥窟咧係一個暴曬嘅地方，所以咧平均日頭嘅氣温咧大概35-37 degrees。
It's a very hot area in that region.
佢就拎住一把即係得翻幾條骨嘅線咧，跟住撥線。
She was holding a fan and fanning us.
我見到佢咁嘅情況。
When I saw her,
我諗下自己個女。
I thought of my own daughter.
即係做爸爸嘅心乜都俾佢勾曬出嚟。
So my heart was for her.
點即係可以話你走唔好跟住？
Just couldn't ask her to leave. So I let her stay with us.
完咗嘅時候，咁我就俾咗$1佢。
I gave her a dollar.
又俾咗嗰個男仔$1。
And I gave the boy also.
我見到呢個女仔好高興咁拎住個$1。
And that girl was so happy.
走翻去嗰個堤壩嗰度就坐喺度。
And went back to the.
我心喺度諗。
To the dam.
佢喺度等啲咩嘢咧
？What was she waiting for?
可能等下一架旅遊巴嚟。
So perhaps she's waiting for the next.
嗰日佢可能又可以揾多$1。
And then she can make another dollar.
但係時間可以去得好快。
But time will go fast.
一日、兩日、兩個月、兩年。
Two days, 2 months, 2 years.
個女仔會大。
She will grow up.
我心諗點解冇人冇爸爸供書教學俾佢。
I was thinking where her dad is. Why isn't somebody taking
care
of her? 點解
冇爸爸買呢個 teddy bear 俾佢玩
？Why isn't there a dad who would buy her a teddy bear?
打仗就係咁殘酷。
War is really cruel.
永遠係嗰啲嘅細蚊仔就係嗰個 victim。
The children are the worst victims.
我腦轉得好快。
I was thinking.
18年後
，quickly
呢個女仔會係點？
I was imagining what she'll be like in 18 years.
今日柬埔寨是東南亞艾滋病最高的一個地方。
Cambodia has a very high rate of AIDS.
所以大家可以想到我當時想像嗰幅嘅圖畫。
So you can imagine what I was imagining.
我哋有冇人能夠喺佢哋嘅當中？
Is there anyone who can go to them?
幫助佢哋讀書。
Help them. Help them.
幫助佢哋能夠認識耶穌基督。
Help them know Jesus.
以致到佢哋嘅生命係能夠扭轉過嚟。
So that their life can be changed.
以後唔使走翻一條死亡。滅亡嗰一條嘅路。
They don't have to head to its destruction.
因為呢個女仔嘅緣故。
Because of her.
過往十多年嘅裏邊。
And in the past 10 years.
我哋機構就喺當地好努力嚟去辦學傳福音。
Our organization has in the local area started educational activities.
所以容許我咧放一個好短嘅 video 咧，就我哋準備開始同佢哋辦中學。
Let me show you a video of how we started a secondary school there.
咁咧，湊過一個單車籌款嘅活動。
And then we're having a cycling activity.
就會由學校嗰度踩到去吳哥窟呢個地方。
The cyclists will start from the school and end at the Angkor Wat.
珠山就係我哋而家係有學校嘅地方。
珠山 is a place where we have a school there.
我哋會由嗰度開始踩，經過馬德望就去到吳哥窟。
So we'll start from the school and end at the Angkor Wat.
一共155公里。
155 kilometers.
我哋會唔會咧有下一代可以起嚟，去到呢啲咁偏遠嘅地方嚟去幫助佢哋嚟去建立
？Is there someone in our new generation who's willing to go to these remote
areas？ 琴日分享過珠山咧，原來係柬埔寨最後一個打仗嘅地方。
I shared with you last night that Jushan is the place where
所以十年前我哋去嘅時候，嗰度係冇水冇電。呢條路係今年年頭先起好嘅。
We were there 10 years ago. There was no running water and no electricity.
This road is the only road.
The Bible tells us to send our new generation out so that they can possess these desolate cities. But this desolation is not referring to the geographic area. It refers to the desolation in people's hearts.
咁琴晚我都有分享咧，有機會去過 Kenya。
So last night I also talked about our trip to Kenya。
咁我有一日喺 Kenya 嗰個市集嘅裏邊。
When I was there at the marketplace once。
咁我突然間聽到咧，後邊有兩個女仔咧，就用普通話傾偈。
I heard two girls talking in Mandarin。
所以我即係好八卦，擰轉面望下。
So I was curious and turned to look at them.
就見到呢兩個黃色衫、紅色衫嘅女仔。
And we saw these two girls. I saw these two girls.
咁我就行埋去問佢哋做咩嘢啦。
So I asked them why they were there.
原來佢哋就話咧，佢哋係第一批喺中國出嚟嘅大學生嘅志願者。
And I found out that they were the first group of volunteers coming out of China.
咁咧，國家鼓勵啲年青人出去睇。
The The Chinese government encourages young people to go out and see for themselves, volunteer in
new
places. So they don't have any money from the country.
So they
go out on their own.
他們還在學校裡面 take 一個 gap year.
And they purposely took a gap year.
黃色衣服那個在成都大學讀緊書。
The girl in yellow was studying at the Chengdu University.
紅色衫嗰個係清華大學。
And the girl in red was from Tsinghua University.
咁我就問佢：咁你哋嚟到做啲咩嘢啊
？So I asked them what they're doing there.
佢原來佢就帶我翻去睇。
So they took me to see what they have been doing.
原來咧，佢哋就係一個艾滋病嘅婦女中心裏邊嚟去服侍。
So they were actually serving. Women who were HIV positive.
所以佢哋係同埋嗰班有艾滋病嘅婦女同埋細蚊仔一齊住。
So they actually lived amongst the HIV positive.
我睇到
women and children.
我好感動。
I was very moved.
話即係中國真係一個強國。
Chinese is a very strong country.
強國唔係因為佢有錢。
Strong not just because.
強國因為佢鼓勵得到啲年青人願意出去體會、學習、服侍。
It's a strong country because it allows its young people to go out to experience, to see for themselves, and to serve others.
新嘅字眼形容咧，呢一個叫做軟實力，個software，個soft power.
So this is what we mean by them having the right software or soft power.
Oh, sorry, 我唔記得咗撳。咁咧，我心裏邊喺度諗。我心喺度谂。
So I was thinking to myself.
我哋教会几时啲年青人
？When can our church send our young people？
可以系咁催，而我哋嘅父母能够系全力支持佢哋。
Can the parents fully support them？
国家鼓励佢哋去，佢哋就去。
The country encourages them to go out, and they went.
我哋所信嘅天国君王。
So the God of our kingdom,
盼望我哋嘅下一代出去。
Wants our new generation to go out.
我哋又愿唔愿意将我哋嗰个嘅爱化为一个更大嘅动力
？Are we willing to turn our love for them to become their strength?
让佢哋出去。
And motivate them and send them out.
让我哋一齐嘅祈祷啊
！Let us pray.
天父，我哋多谢你俾我哋今朝早有一个安静嘅地方嚟去敬拜。
Dear God. Dear God, we thank you for giving us this beautiful place and to worship you.
你係嗰位值得配我哋敬拜嗰個神。
You're worthy of our praise.
因為你係喺死喺十字架嘅上邊。
Because you died on cross.
喺嗰個苦難嘅當中，你叫教會被建立起嚟。
And in pain and suffering, you built the church.
你俾咗我哋一個指定嘅任務。
You give us a special mandate.
我哋就求神你俾我哋有勇氣。
And we ask us to give us the courage.
有忠心。
The
成为你自己嗰个嘅仆人，能够将未信嘅群体嚟到神你自己嘅面前，让佢哋成为你自己嘅门徒。但愿我哋见到喺地上面有咁多嘅群体仲未信主。但愿我哋能够成为一个美好嗰个嘅祝福。
We ask that we become their blessings.
将福音带俾佢哋
And to bring the gospel to them.
祈祷奉主名求
We pray in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you.